Le'ili nishmas rukleni mishkamen ben veli melech. Ksuvis perek dalad mishna aleph. Nara shenist pata, a nara that was seduced, boishta ufgama uknasa shalaviyah. So the boshas, pkam, and the knas all go to her father. And the Pharisee Saul points out that obviously also an anusa also goes to the father. But that the chiddush here is that even a mafuta, if the father dies, and we're going to see how that plays out, where the father and his yarshim wouldn't get the knas, she would get the knas. Because by the time of Bia, even though she was mochel, because she was seduced and she agreed to it, nevertheless it wasn't hers to be mochel at that time. Her father was still alive at that time. And therefore by mafuta, she would actually get it afterwards. But in a regular case, the Mishnah tells us that the boshes pgam and the knas go to the father, v'hatzar betfusa, and the tzar goes to the father betfusa, meaning when somebody's ma'aneser. So there's no tzar by pitoy. We know that there's only tzar by ones. And the Mishnah is telling us v'hatzar betfusa, meaning the tzar goes to the father by tfusa too, by ones too. And Taisan to brings Rashi because the Torah says v'tafsa v'shachav imas. So it's using the lashon of the pasuk that he grabs her. That is the tzar, that she was forcefully raped. Omda bedin, achalo mesav, if they came to Beis Din before the father died, when the father's still alive, harei hein shalav. So all these things go to the father. And now, mesav, and now if the father dies afterwards, meaning they're ready, the gemar din, Beis Din already paskind, harei hein shalachin. So now, it's due to the father died, so now the knas, and the boishas, and the begam, go to the brothers that yarshin him. This is all assuming that Beis Din paskind this while she was in Naira, while her father was alive. But if they didn't paskin in Beis Din before the father died, and now the father died before the psak came, harei hein shel atzma, she now keeps it. This is not like mammon. When there's a chiv mammon that's owed to the father, you don't need a psak in Beis Din, as we're going to see later in the Mishnah. This is a chiv of a knas, and Beis Din, their din is what's mechayiv the knas. And if the father was dead by the time Beis Din had to paskin, she keeps it. Tazianta brings the Gemara that's learned out from Psukim, that this chus and this knas is not passed on to his yorshim, and she would keep it. Now what about the other two, boshas and pegam? Aren't those mammon? They're not a knas. Shouldn't that be chayv to the father, and then also his yorshim, whether or not based in paskins? Because based in psak is only by a knas. So Tazianta brings Taisus, and the Rush, and the Rambam. It seems they all agree that they're all linked together. That if there's not going to be a knas to the father, the father's not going to get the other ones as well, and therefore, they're all totally in the psak of Beis Din, just like the knasses. Taisa says, because there's a hekesh from one to the other. De bedin ad shaloi bagra, harei hein shalav. If they had the psak Beis Din before she became a bageres, then it belongs to the father. Mesav, and therefore, if the father then died, harei hein shalachin. The achin yarshin it, because once Beis Din paskin that the knas goes to the father, it becomes the father's mammon. And now, if the father dies, it becomes his Yarshim's mammon. Lo hispika laman bedinat shebagra, but what if they didn't paskin and she became a bogeres? Harei hein shel atzma. She now keeps it. And like the Pharisee Saul explains, even if now Beis Din is oimid bedin, the father's still alive, she's now a bogeres? Rashi explains that he has to give 50 kesef to the avi hanara, that she has to be a nara at the time that he gives it to the father. And if she's now a bogeres, he doesn't give it to the father. You see, according to this sheet, that Tzlav Dafke has to give it while she's in Naira. It just has to be a Gemar Din, that the Chiv has to be around while she's in Naira. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, im lo hispiko ligbais ad shemesav. Rabbi Shimon says, no, if he didn't actually give it while the father was alive, or, the Mefarshim point out, or he didn't give it before she became a Bagera. So even, according to Rabbi Shimon, Beis Din did a Gemar Din, but the money wasn't given yet. So if the case was where the father died or she became a bageres, harei hein shel atzma, she now is the one that gets it. Because Rabbi Shimon learns, the Rab brings down, that the Torah was only mezakeh to the father, specifically by the shas nesina. Only if there's a shas nesina, not shas hamadah bedin, it's the shas nesina, when it's actually given to him. If it wasn't given to him, and now he dies, his yarshin don't have it, and also, if she becomes a bageres, he doesn't get it. That's what Rashi says. And the Mishnah ends, Masi Yodeh, the payment for the work that she does, Umitziyasa, and anything that she finds while she's in Naira, Afal Bi Shaloi Govsa, even though it wasn't collected yet, or you can say, like the Ran says, it wasn't paskind and based in yet, nevertheless, Mesa Av, if the father died, Harei Hein Shal Achen. In these cases, they would go to the father's Yarshin. They are the father's mammon. The second she picks up something that she's Zochin the Mitziyah, or she works and she's now eligible to receive the pay, The schus immediately goes to the father when those things happen. You don't have to wait for Beis Din. You don't have to wait, according to Shimon, that it's given over like we had in this case, that it has to be given over to the father. It's already considered the father's at that point in time, because that's regular dinei mamonis. That has nothing to do with the special din of mefata, where we're dealing with a knas and all the mamonis that's tied into that knas.